You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
If you want to know why Trump couldn't get any support in the Capitol and in the White House, and why he couldn't get things done, he got a lot done, but not with his leadership. He had to get it done himself. It was because everyone around him was being harassed. Everyone around him was being threatened. And so when you're in the arena and you're getting sand thrown in your eyes, you're getting stabbed, you're getting overrun, and you're fighting 10 to 1, and instead of just a gladiator coming out of the bleachers or a gladiator coming out of the pit, well, imagine Trump's out there by himself, basically, and out of these doors just come bigger and bigger attacks, tigers and elephants. And so it's easy to go, oh, look, he should have done this, he should have done that. But know this, that the deep state is planning to indict President Trump on or before July 4th. The word is they're going to indict him going into the July 4th weekend to make that the dominant news.
What has Cyrus Vance been focusing on?
We know a set of transactions that both the Manhattan DA and the New York AG have been honing in on. All of them having to do with whether Trump misvalued assets, misled either lenders or taxing authorities about the value of his assets to either get loans or to get a break on his taxes. Proving tax fraud, mortgage fraud, it's a hard thing to prove no matter what, because you often have to prove that somebody knew what they were doing. They knew what the law was and they did it purposefully. And you're also right that this is an area where there's a lot of fudging and a lot of gray area. And that will probably be Trump's defense. Of course I pumped things up when I needed to and, you know, deflated them a little bit when I wanted to. That's what everyone does.
Because they know in Arizona and other states, the news proving total election fraud that's already come out is going to be certified and confirmed, and they're going to want to totally overshadow that with indictments by the George Soros operative who swore if she got elected that she would prosecute Trump and put him in prison. Letitia James.
Attorney General Letitia James campaigned on a promise to investigate Trump's businesses.
It doesn't matter who you are. If you are betraying the public trust for personal gain, I will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law.
And I would also look for the Southern District of New York, the FBI, and federal grand juries to then indict sometime after that. So you're going to see state indictments. And then you're going to see federal indictments against Don Jr., Rudolph Giuliani, and then the president, because they have to discredit him because he's set to basically win any primary he wants. Town Hall has an excellent analysis of it with these numbers. All Trump has to do is declare his 2024 run, and the GOP primaries are over. I mean, I can tell you, Republicans are blown away or being told, you either join with the New World Order or you too will be indicted next. Because if you can indict a former president who had an election stolen from him over 20, 30-year-old tax valuations on properties, because you always undervalue a property for property tax and then overvalue it when you sell it. That's not illegal. That's business. But that's what they're getting ready to indict Trump on. So we are literally overrun by criminal scum. And that's why the Chinese won't even talk to Biden. They won't even talk to the Secretary of Defense because they own them. In that Asian culture of the Chinese particularly, it's all about who has the power. Same thing in the Japanese system. They know they own Biden. So they won't even return his phone calls, talk to him, won't even set up meetings because they don't even want to flaunt the fact that they also own them. So we are, all intents and purposes, America is captured. We are under globalist Chinese occupation. And we thought we were too big to fail, too big to fall. America is fallen. And they are preparing to indict the real president, the 45th president, who's been told, you keep having those rallies, we're going to indict you. Well, his rallies have been announced in Florida and Texas and a few other states. And so the way to do this is to take it head on, and Trump is going to take it head on, and so are we.
Absolutely amazing video. You can find it at Infowars.com and band.video. Indicting Trump for, as Alex Jones explains, 20, 30-year-old tax valuations. Yeah, this is political persecution, ladies and gentlemen, and they're starting at the top for a reason.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I can spend an hour telling you about how the globalists are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I can tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock, sold out for 7 months, 40% off, Supermel Vitality, 50% off, Prostaguard, 40% off, Alpha Power, 50%, Ultra 12, 50%, Fazobi, 50%, free shipping, and Patriot points, and it comes to InfoWar, and it's incredible products, and George Soros hates it! Ha-ha!
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal, InfoWars.com, and band.video. My name is Harrison Smith. Very happy to be back in the chair today. It's been a very long weekend. I, of course, didn't do the show on Friday. Then we had Memorial Day yesterday, and it feels like it's been a long time since I've sat in the chair. So I'm happy to be here and happy to have you with us. Let's begin this day, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. There it is. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 1st of June, 2021. Texas Senate passes election reform bill criticized by Biden after closed-door negotiations and an all-night debate. Republicans in the Texas Senate took a big step towards tightening their state's election laws this weekend, prompting outcry from Democrats. The sweeping measure, known as Senate Bill 7, passed along party lines around 6 a.m. After 8 hours of questioning by Democrats who have virtually no path to stop it from becoming law. But the bill must still clear a final vote in the Texas House later Sunday in order to reach Republican Governor of Texas Greg Abbott, who's expected to sign it. High-profile Democratic Rep. Hakeem Jeffries criticized the bill on Sunday, saying, quote, "The Texas law is shameful, and the Republicans clearly, in Texas and throughout the country, want to make it harder to vote and easier to steal an election." That's right. That's right. Texas passing election security and election integrity is about making it easier to steal an election because he thinks you're an idiot. Founder of Black Lives Matter chapter quits after learning the ugly truth. A Black Lives Matter chapter founder in Minnesota has resigned, claiming that the organization isn't concerned about helping black communities or helping improve the education quality in Minneapolis, according to a video published last week. Rashard Turner, the founder of Black Lives Matter chapter in neighboring St. Paul, said he started the branch in 2015, but became disillusioned roughly 1 year after becoming an insider with the left-wing organization, according to a video released by Take Charge, a group that rejects various provisions promoted by Black Lives Matter, including critical race theory-linked claims that the United States is inherently racist. Quote, "After a year on the inside, I learned they have very little concern for rebuilding black families, and they cared even less about improving the quality of education for students in Minneapolis," Turner said in the video. "I'm so sorry, Mr. Turner, that it took you so long to realize that, yes, Black Lives Matter actually stands for the things they say that they stand for. They stand for destroying the family. They've said that. They think the family itself is an invention of Western white supremacy, and it must be torn down. They believe capitalism and the United States itself is a pair of racist institutions. And they have no concern about improving the quality of education. They just want black kids to graduate without passing, I guess. Who knows? Certainly not improving the quality of education in black communities. That has never been on their list of things they want to achieve. And everything they've done has basically gone to destroy any semblance of order that the black community is holding on to. So congratulations, sir, for realizing this and getting out. It's hard to leave a cult, but should be obvious. They literally announced this stuff. It's not that confusing. Employees sue hospital over vaccine mandate by claiming they're human guinea pigs in experimental vaccine trial. A group of 117 Houston-area hospital employees on Friday filed a civil lawsuit against an employer hospital's coronavirus vaccine mandate. The lawsuit alleges that the mandate violates both the Nuremberg Code and the U.S. statutes that allow Americans to refuse unapproved medical treatments. It also alleges violations of Texas labor and unemployment laws, that people are trying to force something into your body that you're not comfortable with to keep your job is just insane, lead plaintiff Jennifer Bridges told Houston CBS affiliate KHOU. You know, sometimes you can just put it so simply. The people trying to force you to put something into your body that you're not comfortable with just to keep your job is insane. Of course it is. And of course it's a violation of any number of laws. But it's an emergency, don't you know? All of these laws and controls and limitations on the power of the government can be completely overridden, and you can become a subject of medical experiments or any other bizarre experimentation they want to perform on you because the American people have let them, because they've been so scared by the lies. NSA tapped German chancellery for decades, WikiLeaks claims. Oh, this is an older model, but the Danish government just came out saying that they had proof that the NSA was still spying on the German chancellery, which of course means that they've continued to do it since they got caught back in 2015. More into that later. Amazon devices will soon automatically share your internet with neighbors. If you use Alexa, Echo, or any other Amazon device, you have only 10 days to opt out of an experiment that leaves your personal privacy and security hanging in the balance. The story from Ars Technica says on June 8th, the merchant, web host, and entertainment behemoth, the evil empire, Sauron's handmaiden, Amazon, will automatically enroll the devices in Amazon Sidewalk, the new wireless mesh service that will share a small slice of your internet bandwidth with nearby neighbors who don't have connectivity and help you to their bandwidth when you don't have a connection. By default, Amazon devices, including Alexa, Echo, Ring, security cameras, outdoor lights, motion sensors, and tile trackers, will enroll in the system. And since only a tiny fraction of people will actually take the time to go in and change the default settings, that means that millions upon millions of people will be co-opted into the program, whether they know anything about it or not. The Amazon webpage linked above says Sidewalk is currently only available in the U.S. Hey, the things you pay for being shared with your neighbors without your consent or awareness. It's communism, folks. Baltimore students who failed classes this year will still pass, school board says. Baltimore students who failed classes during the 2020-21 school year will still pass on to the next grade, the city school board announced this week. The CEO, Sanja Santilis, or something, made the announcement during a virtual Tuesday board meeting. Quote, as we approach the end of the 2021 school year, we all recognize the students have experienced incredibly significant challenges and interruptions in their learning. With that in mind, the district has developed a fair and straightforward process for evaluating and recording students' progress during the current school year. Yes, a fair and straightforward process for evaluating and recording students' progress throughout the current school year. In other words, yeah, even if they fail, go ahead and pass them. Go ahead and scoot them on to the next grade. Send them to university. Send them to Yale. Why not? Maybe Yale will just have to pass them as well. Maybe Princeton. Here's the story. Princeton removes Greek and Latin requirement for classics major to combat systemic racism. That's right, folks. Classic majors at Princeton University will no longer be required to learn Greek or Latin in a new push to create a more inclusive and equitable program, an effort that was given new urgency by the events around race that occurred last summer. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. A black criminal dies in the hands of police custody. Black people riot, and white people riot throughout cities all over the United States. We better cancel Latin and Greek classes quick. It's urgent now. What? Latin and Greek are racist now? There is literally not even a race that speaks Latin. They were the Romans, and they don't exist anymore. You frickin' weirdos. If you think this is actually what it's about, then you're dumb, I guess. You're just a dumb person. You belong in Princeton. The UK and Israel now are talking about scrapping the plan for vaccine passports, showing that the pushback can have results, but don't think that they're just going to roll over and let you get away with not being a slave for that much longer. The Chinese state media has announced that couples in that country will now be allowed to have 3 children. Congratulations, folks. There you go. 3 children. And you can send them all to the slave camps. Isn't that nice? Won't that be fun? UK vaccine passport plans to be scrapped. This from the Telegraph. So it's looking like that is taking place, although According to CBS News, in this country, companies can make employees take the COVID-19 vaccine. Employees are allowed to require the COVID-19 vaccine, which and can legally provide incentives, including cash, to workers who get jabbed, according to update guidance from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Companies must still provide reasonable accommodation for employees who are exempt from mandatory immunizations under the Americans with Disability Act and Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. The commission also stated that the employee incentives must not be coercive, but stop short of providing examples of illegal offers. They said there's enough gray area that a flurry of lawsuits could arise. Uh-oh, a flurry of lawsuits. It's gonna arrive. Yeah, get ready, folks. I'm telling you, if I worked at a place that was making me get the vaccine, you bet I'd be getting ready to sue. I'd be a millionaire by the end of this year. Make me take the vaccine. See what happens. We'll be right back.
I've been on air 27 years, and we've gone through a lot of criticism, a lot of attacks, but also a lot of amazing support. And so that's why I always take time out to thank you for keeping us on air, because without you, without the crew, without our sponsors, without our affiliates, without everybody, we would not be on air and the world would be a different place. So it's not a power trip when I realize the great effect we've had. It's really counting the cost and realizing that if we weren't here, if you hadn't have supported us, the whole planet would be in a much worse position with the globalists. Instead, a lot of really, really positive things are happening. And so many of the corrupt things the globalists have been involved in are now coming out in the open. And so InfoWars credibility is higher than it's ever been. But the enemy is trying to shut us down with so many different attacks. We've had to build our own infrastructure to stay on air. It's so expensive. So please get great products and keep InfoWars on the air at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, for the week of Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. DNA Force Plus has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's our flagship product, and it's something that every InfoWars listener and viewer needs. Whether you're young or old, it is incredible. But if you're over 40, especially, you need it. The PQQ, the CoQ10, and other key patented ingredients in this formula are designed to help your telomeres last longer, to regenerate DNA, to heal your mitochondria, and so much more. We've been sold out of this for a long time, so I was out of it. Just since we got it back in, I have felt so much better. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points through Memorial Day. So it funds the InfoWar, it's an amazing product, and it's free shipping and 40% off. No excuse, take action now. InfoWarsStore.com, get your DNA Force Plus today. Again, you owe it to yourself and your family to try DNA Force Plus. It is truly amazing. The compounds that God gave us are incredible, but we've got to use the compounds God gave us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products. Store-wide free shipping. And your purchase funds the InfoWars. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else that's gotten it basically has. This stuff really, really works.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
How you get so much favor on your side? Accept them as your Lord and Savior, I replied.
That's your love, that gentlemen. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. It's the 1st of June. The first of the month is always a uplifting time for me. You know, kind of like a new year. Every month, it's like, all right, this month, I'm going to get things right. This month, I'm going to do all those things that I've been saying that I'm going to do for the last several months. Now, it's going to be a particularly long day for me. I will be hosting War Room later in this evening from 3 to 6 on this very same channel. Luckily, this last weekend, no shortage of just incredible news, just mind-blowing, shocking, terrifying, uplifting, just a plethora of news. So I'll have plenty to cover this show and the next. I'll be taking your phone calls in this program, certainly probably in War Room as well. But in the time between these two shows, I know what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be going to InfoWarsStore.com this long weekend. While a weekend of rest was not very restful for me, I had to travel quite a bit. It's been a long time driving around, didn't get great sleep, and I'm feeling like I'm a little bit running on empty right now. And I think a part of that is because for some reason a lot of my InfoWars products ran out at the same time. Suddenly I was trying to take my Winter Sun vitamin D3 supplement and squeeze the eyedropper, fill it up, pull it up. There's nothing in the eyedropper. Crap, right? That's empty. I go to have a glass of vitamin mineral fusion, scraping the bottom with the little spoon. And all right, that's empty too. So I got to stock up. I got to restock up on a lot of stuff and try to get back into fighting form here as I recover from my four-day weekend. And I hope that you do so as well. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go. Get great supplements, help to improve your life, help to be in the best shape possible for fighting back against the mental onslaught of the globalist, as exhausting as it can be. We have to be able to not give in and not be overwhelmed and be able to fight back. And the Memorial Day mega sale is an absolutely huge sale that's been going on for a few days now. I think it was supposed to end yesterday. I don't know if it'll end soon. Sometimes these sales reset sort of in the middle of our program or early in the morning here on InfoWars. And so if you do want to take advantage of the Memorial Day sale, you may have mere minutes to do so. It may be gone by the time this program's over. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Take advantage of the Memorial Day mega sale. Huge saving, double Patriot points, free shipping, probably the biggest sale in a year at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there and take advantage of it now, because it will be gone very, very shortly, and you're going to want to get the best savings that you can by taking advantage of the Memorial Day sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I have so much to study. My goodness, do I have a lot to study. Just to study, to talk about, to ramble about. I'm telling you, I'm just like, just these images from this weekend. Joe Biden, like, hitting on a seven-year-old in the middle of a speech. Delta employees writing an open letter basically saying we have to remain anonymous out of fear of reprisals, but we're afraid to voice our minds working at this major American company, charging vaccinated people $18 for a concert while $1,000 for an unvaccinated ticket in Florida. I mean, it's just an insane amount of stuff today, and I'll get to all of it. You know, it's funny, this weekend for Memorial Day, we were out cooking, eating, grilling some steaks, and I was talking to my my family, and I was like, you know, tell you, yeah, tomorrow I got to host two shows, so I got to, you know, try to get stories in order. And they're like, oh, well, you know, not much happened this weekend. I was just like, really? Not much happened this weekend. Oh, my God, a lot happened this weekend. So we're going to get to all of it. But one of the things that continued over the weekend is the covering up or the backtracking or the covering their own butts of the mainstream media about the COVID lab leak scenario. Amazing, the pretzels these people twist themselves into. Shocking, the gullibility of the American people. Let me very simply explain to you everything you need to know about the COVID lab leak scenario. In January 2020, before COVID ever even made it to American shores, it was well known by anybody who was paying attention that the epicenter of the new coronavirus, novel COVID-19 SARS virus, the epicenter of it was a certain neighborhood in Wuhan, China. Now, this neighborhood was home to a couple features. One of these features was a grocery store and farmer's market. The other feature was a level 4 bio lab that dealt exclusively or extensively with coronavirus variants and gain-of-function programming, with a series of health outbreaks, concerns, emergencies. And this was all known, and the media presented it to the American people as an IQ test, saying one of these places might be the source of the coronavirus. Is it A, the farmer's market, or B, the level 4 chemical weapons lab that performs gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses and has a history of safety shortfalls? Which one is it? And the American people went, God, we don't know. Can you tell us? Do you have a hint? Do you have a hint for us as to which one of these it could be? And the media said, well, it's the farmer's market. It's the wet market. And that's the answer. And questioning us will get you kicked off of the internet. And reporting something other than this will prove that you are a stooge for Donald Trump and that you're simply racist against Chinese people. This is what happened. It's literally as simple as that. And so now you have story after story after story of the very same media that disparaged the Wuhan lab leak hypothesis, that told you that it was unquestionably false and that you were a ridiculous conspiracy theorist for even entertaining that idea. I mean, this is how they've wormed their way into the consciousness of the American people, that you can be presented with this type of dichotomy, a farmer's market or a level 4 bioweapon enhanced super virus lab. Which one do you think the new virus came out of? And the American people go, I don't know. I just don't know. I can't figure it out. And the media says, well, it was the farmer's market. And the American people go, oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes a heck of a lot of sense. Thank you for doing the research. Thank you, my trusted authorities, for telling me the truth on this, as you always do. I mean, stop being gullible. Stop being retarded. Just stop. It's not that hard. Think for yourself for once, you idiots. Now, New York Times yesterday or the day before, why the lab leak theory matters. He says this. The argument is that this was a case study in media groupthink, and especially the way that putatively neutral institutions increasingly cover controversial questions based entirely on how they perceive political actors will use the answer. In this case, because the lab leak theory was associated early on with Republican China hawks like Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, given prominence by conservative publications and eventually picked up by the Trump administration, there was self-reinforcing pressure amongst journalists who covered the story and Twitter experts who opined about it to put the possibility in the QAnon box and leave it there. See, they're putting this emphasis, they're putting the responsibility on you, on conservatives, basically by saying, well, they're just suspicious that this was a politically motivated. They're literally saying it was politically motivated for us to talk about the source of the Wuhan virus. Politically motivated. Which one is politically motivated? Which one has the ulterior motive, I ask you? The people telling the truth? Or the people engaged in a year-long cover-up and campaign of disparagement against reality? Which one seems politically motivated to you? Which one seems to have the ulterior motive? I don't need an ulterior motive for telling you the truth, for conveying facts and reality to you. And they've got it opposite. It's not that, oh, they're concerned about giving. No, no. It's that they know by saying Trump believes this, they can plant in the American people's mind that it's not true. It's that. That's the thing they do.
I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous. But it's worth it, and I'm very honored to be in the fight. So thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off DNA Force Plus. I share with you, the viewers and listeners, the facts of where InfoWars is. And it's always a complex picture, but I do my best to explain it to you because you are the patrons that make all this possible. So in short, the world's awakening, despite all the censorship, InfoWars has never been more influential and has never had a bigger effect exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. But that said, the COVID lockdowns, the shutdown of supply chains has almost shut us down because most of the best-selling products which you want to buy, like DNA Force Plus and others, have been sold out for up to 7 months. Well, guess what? DNA Force Plus just came back in, thank God, for 7 months. It's 40% off. It's amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the week leading up through Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. And Alpha Power's back in stock. And Supermel Vitality's back in stock. And Pollen Block and Dazzle Beats, they're all back in stock. As much as 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air, InfoWarriors.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. A lot of virtue signalers out there will tell you how much they care about troops and how much they care about veterans, but at the same time, they won't stand up for what those veterans and what those troops fought for in the last 250 years of U.S. history. And now more than ever, what our republic stands for and has stood for is under attack. America is under globalist takeover. It's an information war. It is an economic war. But most importantly, it is a spiritual war. And now, of course, it's a biological and chemical war with the vaccines. We were the first to tell you that the virus came out of Wuhan. We were the first to tell you that vaccine passports were coming. We were the first to lay out basically everything because we actually do our research and know what we're talking about. And that's why it's important to keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. And for Memorial Day week, we're having store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. A lot of great products are back in stock, like DNA Force, Alpha Power, and Pollen Block. So to all the veterans and all the patriots, we salute you. And I want to ask the listeners, please support InfoWars now more than ever.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
It is an amazing turn of events that we have witnessed over the last few weeks as we watch the American news and watch them suddenly wake up to the realization, hey, maybe this COVID thing came from a lab. You guys ever think about this? We're just over here like tearing our hair out, just like, yeah, we know. Yeah, we know. We're aware. And they're just like, what? Weird, right? Like, we should have looked into this a little bit before. And I mean, and one of the amazing things is that you actually see people talking about this and claiming that the media never said it wasn't a lab leak. They never said that was the case. They never said we knew where it came from. They were doing research. They were, you know, focused on the important things. I've said it before. I used to think the book 1984 was bad. I just think it was bad because it was too unbelievable. I just couldn't understand. I couldn't comprehend. I thought it was just kind of silly to have a world where people were just so easily controlled. I thought that would never happen. How could that happen? Oh, right. Oh, here we are. Oh, this is what it's like. You can literally spend an entire year. I mean, in that story I was just reading you, why the lab leak hypothesis matters, they literally say that conservatives were blaming the outbreak on China to cover up Trump's disastrous response. As if we can't remember a year ago. as if we're all just that blind and stupid that we don't remember that a year ago, Donald Trump was implementing travel bans to and from China, doing all sorts of stuff like that. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is telling you, go hug a Chinese person, go dance in the street. This isn't that big of a deal. Shutting down stuff, that's racist. But no, you don't remember that. You don't remember that. Donald Trump's response was disastrous. It's Donald Trump's response that allowed COVID into the country. So, you know, in 1984, there's that scene where it's people protesting and they have the signs, and then the enemy changes in the middle of a protest and they start destroying their own signs, claiming that they've been sabotaged, claiming that the signs that they made with their own hands must have been planted by somebody else. I remember that scene so vividly and being like, this is stupid. Like, come on. You can control people, but at a certain point, nobody's going to think the sign that they created is from some sort of enemy. It's like, then you read a headline that's like, Fauci calls for an investigation into Wuhan, China. And you're like, oh, and America's buying this. And we're buying this. And they just flip the script on us. And all of America just unblinkingly just goes right along with it. Just lead us along by the nose. We're idiots. We're sheep. Where's the slaughterhouse? That way. Let's go, folks. I mean, it's just mind blowing. So to refresh your memory, give you a little reminder as to what you may have missed over the last year. Here's a nice little compilation of the media mocking and lambasting Senator Tom Cotton and Donald Trump and others for, you know, saying reality, speaking the truth, making points that are fact. Let's roll it.
Evidence suggests that the kind of bat from which this virus jumped to humans wasn't even present there.
But you know the worst of all, whether it came from the lab or came from the bats or came, it all came from China.
Because we don't know where the novel coronavirus came from yet, the conspiracy theories fill the void.
I'm telling you, the Chi-Coms are trying to weaponize this thing.
Here's conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh with zero proof suggesting a Chinese bioweapon lab is to blame.
This question about the Wuhan lab, we know that it's been debunked. Those same agencies now have been tapped with investigating one of Trump world's most favorite conspiracy theories.
This week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum, despite his own intelligence community's findings that is simply not true.
And there is simply no reason to believe that is the case. There is no empirical evidence to verify that.
Coming up with a conspiracy theory to try and foment xenophobia with respect to the Chinese has just as much factual support as taking Clorox.
He can't just sit back and let the doctors and the scientists do their jobs. He's got to chime in.
He may pick up the conspiracy theory that this was some weapon.
People don't keep bats in captivity. Complete baloney.
We don't need to invoke conspiracy theories.
This is just another example of the president trying to change the narrative from his own failings.
The problem for President Trump is that he's running for re-election, is looking for ways to deflect blame for the performance of the administration.
If you look at the evolution of the virus in bats, and what's out there now is very, very strongly leaning towards this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated.
So I wanted to ask, are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, actually, that's the point that I said. No, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China.
Amazing. Amazing. I almost want to like play that video again because you really have to see it. Like we get so wrapped up in everything that's going on constantly. It's like it really is impossible to pull yourself out and see something from like a third person perspective. But it's really necessary to do that. To look at what's going on right now as if you are a historian 1,000 years in the future, right? When we look back and watch and read about the Catiline conspiracy in Rome, we aren't burdened by the political machinations, the political influences of the day, right? Go back to the Roman times, ask people about the Catiline conspiracy, and you'll have Caesar supporters with one description, Catiline supporters with another. It'll be contentious and saturated in the contemporary political mire. And that's where we are now. But take a step back from this and just think about this from what it is at the most simple terms of fact and fiction, reality and falsehoods. And then if you watch that video, that 2-minute video that we just played, that you can find at band.video and infowars.com, just understand that what all of these people are talking about is a fact. It's true that the virus most likely came from a Chinese lab. And yet you have person after person after person saying all of the things they say. They literally say, you can come up with a conspiracy to create xenophobia based off of this. So in their mind, what happened was this virus arose naturally, and we don't know where, and we don't know where it came from. And then the evil Republicans saw this virus and went, here's a chance to make people racist against Chinese people. We'll say it came from China. We'll say it came from a lab. We have no proof. We've done no research. There's nothing back this up, but we'll just say it because we want to create racism in other people for indeterminate reasons. It's bonkers. It's madness. It makes no sense at all, especially when you consider the fact that from 1,000-foot view, what you have is you have people coming out and going, hey, look, it looks like it came from the Wuhan lab. I mean, it did. It did. I'm baffled, I'm having a hard time figuring out how to convey this to the people living in bonko psycho world, what reality looks like, what it's actually like to just see things with your own eyes and make interpretations with your own mind that are correct. I don't know how to convey this to you, that it's not that hard. It's not that difficult. Trump claims, debunked. I mean, I heard the term debunked in there several times. But again, the real takeaway is that they're putting the cart before the horse. They're flipping it inside out. It's not that Donald Trump says things that are politically motivated. You know, he says things, but his only concern is not being right. It's not being truthful. It's not helping the country. His only concern is creating racism and empowering himself and serving himself and, you know, destroying good people, because the Democrats are all just good, lovely humanitarians, and that makes Trump mad because he's just pure evil. And so he has to. That's what they're framing it as. The reality is they know that they can just say anything that they want to discredit is a Trump theory. That is a baseless, debunked claim that Trump spread and that Trump sycophants believe. So again, it's another one of these things, kind of like January 6th, where we aren't even arguing the lab leak thing. We're having to contend with the fact that they've already poisoned people's minds so much that they can say whatever they want.
I always shoot you straight. And when I've told you over the years that if you don't support us, we'll be off the air, it's been true. But InfoWars has never been in a position where your support is more critical and more vital. The enemy behind the scenes is doing so many things. I'm not going to take time up to whine about it. It's okay. I expect to be attacked because we're over the target. We're having a great effect. We're exposing evil. You're exposing evil. So when you spread the word about the broadcast, or when you buy products, or when you pray for InfoWars and our talk show hosts and our crew, it is so powerful. So again, as Memorial Day 2021 comes and goes, I want all of you to realize that I appreciate you as being veterans of the info war, and I particularly thank our veterans as well that have served the armed forces, because they understand what it is to sacrifice, and they're needed more now than ever to be leaders in our republic to expose the globalists, the foreign takeover that we're in the middle of right now. So it's a very historical time to be alive. I want to thank you all for your support and ask you to support us again.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials. And right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vazo Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with store free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls-Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find with these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back to American Journal. I gotta buckle down here. I got a lot to cover, and I need to get through. I need to get serious here. We don't need to spend the whole day talking about the lab leak theory hypothesis and the media's laughable response to it. Though it is important to talk about. There's so much more to cover. I guess we'll go ahead and cover this first. Apparently people didn't hear about this. Apparently this wasn't widely covered on mainstream media, believe it or not. Perhaps it should have been. Quote, kill everything white in sight. Shocking footage from National Black Power Convention emerges online. Video emerged online reportedly from a alleged black nationalist rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as part of the National Black Power Convention this weekend. It shows activists wearing black, listening to speeches about black nationalism and white supremacy. Hundreds of black men and women from across the country gathered in Tulsa and staged an armed march through the city on the centenary, whatever that word is, 100-year anniversary of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. Tulsa Race Massacre is what it's being called now, okay? The new Black Panther Party was the largest group at the march. Let's watch what some of these fine, upstanding gentlemen had to say about the country where they live. Let's go first to clip number four, Tulsa Black Nationalist Rally. When the time has come for that rat-a-tat, let's see what they have to say.
Because that time comes with rat-a-tat-tat. And when that time of coming and rat-a-tat-tat, Cracker, we'll kill everything white and tight. They ain't right. Because all what you have done to us, all what you've done with a 6,000-year span of killing 600 million of us, and 480 years in particular, and 150 million in the past. That time the day is up, because this is the time, and this is the state of the race addressed, because they are a race and trying to hold on to power, because race has beginning and an ending, and your ending time has been up since 1914. No good, Peck of what?
Now,
rebirth of the black nation and the salvation of us in the hells of North America and throughout the African world of Pan-Africanism. This is the time when Malcolm talked about a time that we put our difference to the side.
That's right. Yes.
And when we come out with a united front.
Yes.
And our united front today is all the black revolutionary, progressive, strong, uncompromising organization here in the hell of North America that was getting this crack of hell from the cradle to the grave.
God damn right.
Okay. I know, like me, probably your first response is to laugh at these people, right? Because he can barely speak English. Like, I'll translate some of what he said a little bit later. But could you possibly imagine? Could you possibly imagine there's a group of heavily armed white guys in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the anniversary of a major race riot with guns, literally saying, when the time has come for firing our guns, we will kill everything black in sight. Can you possibly imagine if this had been white people? And this isn't like a, well, can you, you know, I don't like to put it like that because it's so weak, right? Well, if this was the other side, then the media would treat it differently. Yeah, obviously. No, no. The point is, this is a dissident terrorist group operating in the open and explicitly making threats to murder an entire race of people. It's a major threat. They're telling you what they're going to do. They're telling you what they want to do. Nobody in power is even interested in paying attention. No, we get once a week, we get to have a hearing about how white supremacy is the most dangerous thing in the world. Once a week, we get the Congress coming together and creating more laws to destroy your speech in the name of fighting white supremacy. More laws or more raids on like truck drivers in the Midwest who went to D.C. for the largest protest in the history of the world, getting their door kicked in, getting hauled off to prison, getting thrown into solitary confinement for weeks on end for putting their desk or their feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk, because that makes them terrorists, domestic terrorists. These people gathering in the open with long guns and armor. That part's cool. I'm down with that. Oh, now they're talking about killing an entire race of people, saying the blacks will rise up and slaughter every white person to free them from oppression. You have to get through the funny stuff to realize what they're really talking about. Blacks been oppressed for 6,000 years. Like, okay, that's funny. That's a good one. It's a good joke. But you're saying you're going to kill everybody. So maybe we should stop laughing at this and start treating it with the seriousness that it deserves. Here's another video from that Tulsa rally. Once they're buried, we must dig them up and kill them again. So once you're dead, you're not getting away from these folks. Clip number 5.
All right.
And as always, we're pushing death to white supremacy.
That's right.
Death to capitalism.
That's right.
Death to imperialism and death to fascism.
Yeah.
Yeah. An eye for an eye.
Yeah.
A tooth for a tooth.
Yes, sir.
A head for a head.
Goddamn
and
right.
A life for a life.
Now.
These demons of white supremacy bust us upside the head and brought us over here to pick cotton so they can get rich, so they can get wealthy.
That's what they did.
But I would like to tell you that even though you are not in Africa, Africa was born in you.
Yeah. Now.
Africa was born in you.
Now.
Now we get
yeah.
Powerful.
Back to Africa. Yeah.
We must not let it stop right there.
Yeah.
We must look deeply into the so-called black-on-black violence, the community violence, the fear, the self-hatred, which tricks us to fight each other, which tricks us to gangbang.
Now.
We must go into our hood, the hood. Not outside, the real hood. And teach those hoods, teach those BDs, teach those vice lords, teach those blood, teach those Crips that they started off revolutionary. You must understand that they put us through vicious suffering, vicious oppression. And when we defend themselves, when we defend ourselves, once they die, we must understand we can never give them the pain that they gave us. So once they get buried, because we eat up through Muhammad taught us, once they are buried, we must bury them, dig them up,
and kill them again.
Ashe!
Ashe! Bury them, dig them up,
Ashe!
And kill them again.
Ashe!
Bury them!
Bury them!
Dig them up!
Dig them up!
And kill them again!
And again!
And again!
Black power. Ashe!
Chanting, bury them, dig them up, and kill them again. Just incredible. We're pushing death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. We're pushing an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a head for a head, and a life for a life, the man shouts through a megaphone to the gathered crowd. Incredible. Just mind-blowing. It says, we must push deeply into the so-called black-on-black violence, the community violence, the fear, the self-hatred, which pits us against each other, which pits us into gang violence. We must go into our hood, he said, and he called for people to deal with the gang violence in their neighborhoods. That's good. You can go do that. Go do that. They're like, our neighborhoods are filled with gangs and violence and criminals victimizing black people. Let's kill all the whites. What? Come again? Say it again. What? Africa was born in you. United Front, give these crackers hell. The white man, they say, his graveyard only goes back a few hundred years in the U.S. and called for reparations in the form of land. He said that the number of black Oklahomans that were killed during the Tulsa race riots 100 years ago was far greater than had been reported. I think I'll do a whole thing about the Tulsa race riots. They've been looking for mass grave sites for like 3 decades now. Literally found nothing because there weren't mass graves after it. So, you know, just so you're aware, just so everybody out there knows, just so I've done my duty at trying to bring awareness to you, this is happening. These numbers are growing. And when he says, go into your neighborhood, talk to the Bloods, talk to the Crips, you know what they're talking about doing is recruiting the criminals. You know that's what's happening, right? Is they're saying, hey, Crips, hey, Bloods, no need to fight each other. Bring all your criminality, bring all those guns, bring that, you know, fearless, murderous intent you have. Join us together and we'll all go fight the white people and we'll kill the white people. That's what they're talking about doing. That's what they're planning on doing. And that's what they're going to do. If nobody stops them.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars Emergency News Alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The immigration invasion that the Harris-O'Biden administration is criminally ignoring is growing in dangerous intensity and size.
You can see the land CBP wants to purchase for the new facility off Gateway South and Mesquite. An environmental assessment that was done back in 2020 explains that the new facility would accommodate 965 detainees and 200 staff. Now, it also says that USBP does not have enough processing space for the influx of migrants.
And Border Patrol has created a new civilian position tasked with running the processing centers.
The solution lies in Class 1 of the Border Patrol Processing Coordinators, a new civilian position created in January. They are tasked with handling processing duties.
As cartels strengthen their hubs across the United States, average citizens become collateral damage.
This shootout took place in the Mexican border city of Rio Bravo, just across the river from the U.S. Soldiers from the Mexican army exchanging fire with members of a drug cartel.
You can get caught up in a shootout at any time. People sometimes get killed even if they have nothing to do with the violence. The government doesn't do anything to help them, even if its own soldiers were responsible.
Outside Union Academy, a display of remembrance for coach and teacher Barney Harris. Now we're learning Harris's death is being investigated as a murder. Barney Harris shot and killed in a shootout with drug cartel.
Nothing surprises me. There's people and families that have relatives that violate the law, and a lot of them never know.
These six men are behind bars tonight, accused of running an elaborate drug trafficking operation in Mecklenburg and Iredell counties. From Chopper 9, you can see this luxury home in Statesville. In August and October 2018, feds say more than 1,800 grams of meth were delivered from it. The person who lived there was Oscar Renguel Gutierrez, an alleged high-level cartel member. Court documents say Oscar and the five other suspects were in the country illegally. Agents say Oscar transports 30 kilograms of cocaine and an unspecified large quantity of methamphetamine in a one-month period from Texas to Georgia and North Carolina.
While a surge of contraband washes up on Texas beaches.
Findings like these are more common in South Texas than one would think.
It's just one of those things that just never stops. As long as there's drug smuggling, they're going to have to find a way and be creative to get the stuff around the checkpoints and through interdiction teams.
And if you do come across something like this while at the beach, Thama says it's important to know the dangers they present.
Touching those kilos with your hands can be deadly, depending on whether or not those kilos are coated in fentanyl.
And as Border Patrol struggles to spread manpower, murders by illegal aliens become the accepted norm.
Body was discovered early this morning in a farm field southeast of Brooklyn, Iowa. The identity has not been confirmed. However, we believe it to be the body of Molly Tibbetts.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Christian Bahena Rivera, guilty of the crime of murder in the first degree.
This is a whole new level of cartel violence. As of this point, it's not over. We still don't know what's going to happen next.
His intent was to murder Josh for his truck. He strangled him over and over again, tortured him. He tied him up like an animal, dropped him in a field, and set him on fire.
An illegal immigrant, intoxicated, hit him from behind, going probably 120 miles an hour.
He was killed on his way home from work on May 12, 2014 by a repeat illegal alien criminal who was driving drunk the wrong way over 35 miles and slammed head on into my son.
This guy's name is Gustavo Garcia. He was arrested on a drug charge, held in jail for about 10 hours. Then he was responsible for several shootings, two other murders, carjackings, multiple high-speed chases. So this guy's a true menace. He's hell on earth, and he's still here, and your brother isn't.
We absolutely have a crisis.
An illegal immigrant without a driver's license responsible for this car wreck that killed a volunteer firefighter and two young children, ages 4 and 22 months.
How many will die? How much irreversible damage will be wrought once the Harris-O'Biden administration has completed their war on American sovereignty and national security? John Bound reporting.
Here's a story from New York Post. Mexican cartel now targeting cops at their homes. Things can't happen here, folks. It is literally happening. Nobody stops it. It's just a matter of time. We run by cartels, criminals, beheaders. It'll be great.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. FASOV, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points. And it comes to InfoWar. And it's incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha-ha!
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. That was a pretty great video by John Bowne that we just watched. It's called Biden's America is the Cartel's War Zone. Sort of, you know, when you see all this stuff going on, It can definitely feel a little bit hopeless, mostly because American people like seem not to be able to comprehend how everything happening right now is just destroying the entire country. Like, how do they not recognize this? When you have an object in motion, it tends to stay in motion. When you have trends in society becoming apparent and nothing is done to change or alter or slow the course of those things, they will come to be eventually. Like, nothing's going to stop them if you don't stand up and stop them. So it's just like violent crime exploding, education just collapsing, the economy collapsing, these massive corporations buying up absolutely everything and then operating with total immunity and actually using your tax dollars to make up whenever they lose money. Especially the cartel stuff. Like, do you not see where this is going? And do you think there's just going to be a point where it's like, you know, this black nationalist group in Tulsa that's heavily armed, that's out there standing out in the open, perfectly comfortable with saying, yeah, we're going to kill all the white people. All the white people, we're going to kill them, then we're going to dig them up, then we're going to bury them again. And they're chanting this, right? Like, that in and of itself, it's like, either we are not a white supremacist country, or we're just bad at it. We're just not good at it. Yeah, we're white supremacist. It's like, well, do you see the black guys gathering heavily armed saying they're going to kill all the white people? And it's like, oh, yeah, I see them. That's nice. Isn't that nice? That's not the type of thing a white supremacist would want to put down, would want to stop from happening. It's just absurd. Like, it's mind-blowing. Like, me, I know there's certain things I can't say, even if they're completely true, even if they're 100% factual, or the FBI will literally kick my door down. If I'm a black guy, I can get me and all of my militia members up and stand around talking about how we intend to very shortly kill all the white people. And nothing wrong with that. Nothing to look into. No concerns. Who's funding these groups? Who's coordinating them? They actually have plans to carry out the open threats they're making. Yeah, nobody cares. Just nobody cares. But I'm sure, you know, these people, heavily armed, viciously angry, ridiculously privileged, they'll just stop eventually, right? Yeah, they'll just get over it. They'll just stop. Yeah. Yeah, just let this fester. Just let this go. Just do nothing to combat this and nothing to slow it down. In fact, I think you should encourage it, supplement it, fund it, pull the police away, have the police stand down, and everything will just be great and it'll be fine. I mean, this is, I guess, what's in the mindset of the American people. Like, maybe they just can't imagine that America would ever go down vicious, brutal, dangerous roads. But it's not like I have to fantasize here. Look at South Africa. South Africa, you have a bunch of black people that came to that country, by the way, from a different country, right? They aren't the native inhabitants of South Africa. They're like Zulus from like 1,000 miles north, right? They come in, and now it's, you know, land expropriation without compensation, and it's the farm murders, and it's the highest rape rates and violent crime rates in the entire world, and it's living behind massive 12-foot walls with barbed wire and armed guards and attack dogs. It's just, I mean, that's where we're headed. Like, what do you think is going to stop us from getting there? Or Mexico. Just look at Mexico. Cartels. Just murdering cops in their homes. I think 88 politicians in Mexico have been killed in the last year. 88 murdered. Total chaos. Total destruction. That's happening down south, and they're fleeing here. What do you think happens when it happens here? Where do we flee to? Where do we go? There is nowhere to go. We have to stop it now. People just seem incapable of understanding that all of this crap that we're seeing, it's only accelerating, it's only increasing, and anybody who attempts to do anything to stand up against it is being called a racist, and not only not able to even presents the points that they're trying to make, they might lose their job. They might be kicked out of their social circles. They might lose endorsements or any other thing. It's outrageous. It's ridiculous, and it's inevitable if we don't do anything to stop it. If you don't stand up to stop this, why would the cartels not move into America? Why would the revolutionary groups not start making good on their promises? And when that happens, who is going to protect you? Who is going to prevent them from doing so? I mean, it's just unimaginable. I'm going to cover this story here. I mean, you know, we're one generation away from total fertility collapse, right? Like, that's a scientifically acknowledged fact that by 2040, the sperm counts will be so low we won't be able to produce children. You think people would care about that? Think maybe that would be another one of these trends that we would want to see action to reverse? Because none of this stuff is inevitable. None of it just happens like automatically, and no matter what we do to try to stop it, it's going to happen no matter what. Like, that's not the case. It's that nothing is being done to stop any of this. Absolutely nothing. So, I mean, that's extinction. If you can't make babies, you're gone. You're dead. You're replaced with someone from South America. Do we not see this? Do we not recognize this? All right. That's just what we do. That's what we do here. There's a letter that was written by Delta employees, anonymously circulated, decrying the political machinations of the leadership of Delta. And I'm going to take time next segment to really read the whole thing, because the real important thing about understanding this letter, where they talk about how basically the company is using the fact that they control, you know, people's access to their livelihoods, they control their careers, they can make arbitrary decisions about their employment and suffer no oversight or consequences. And then they're using that power to enforce their political ideas. The leadership of Delta is basically saying, if you work for us, you have to hold these political ideals, and if you don't, you'll be fired, you'll be punished, you'll be eliminated from the workforce. And the Delta employees are pointing out how draconian and tyrannical and wrong this is. And what they don't seem to understand is that this is not a fluke of the modern world. This isn't just, well, they're succumbing to cancel culture. Oh, they're worried about offending people, so they're being extra careful. No, this is the central tenet of the Great Reset. This is the number one idea from the Great Reset. It's what Mark Benioff and Lynn de Rothschild got together with Pope Francis to talk about implementing worldwide. Activism, capitalism. Using their position, using their power, using their money and their influence. They were given by other billionaires. Using that power, abusing it to enforce their beliefs on the people who work for them. That's what the Great Reset is. It's a major component of it. They talk about it's a philosophy. Klaus Schwab is the one who like invented it or like created it. So when I read this article about the Delta employees, understand this is not something that wasn't planned. This is what they're trying to implement in every corporation. So whether by government or by corporation, they can enforce a single ideology on the entire population.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in, or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supermale Vitality's back in stock 50% off. That Prostaguard's back 40% off. That Alpha Power's back 50% off. That Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back also 50% off. Or Vasobeats back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
Memorial Day 2021 is here, and that means store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of it, a lot of our best-selling products that have been sold out for up to 6 months because of the COVID supply chain problems are finally back in stock. And that's a good thing because these are products that are really good for you and your family, good for your immune system, good for your cells, good for your body. All of them are amazing, but DNA Force Plus is, again, the flagship. It's got the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. It helps your telomeres last longer. It cleans out your mitochondria. The list goes on and on. It is 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. That's an unprecedented deal. What else is back in stock? People are very excited to hear Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, for allergies. It's back in stock, 40% off as well, with a bunch of other items like Alpha Power and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and double Patriot points for Memorial Day.
listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And I hope that you do so. I want to talk about this story written by Delta employees. It's reported as Delta employees anonymously circulating a letter pushing back on the company's political activism. And it says this. It's titled Ed Bastian and the Death of Reason at Delta Airlines by Anonymous. Against the advice of colleagues and following concerns regarding Delta's CEO, board of directors, and management are submitted anonymously for fear of reprisal. The purpose of this letter is to convey executive and management practices detrimental to all employees, the company, and social relations. Recently, a Delta flight attendant, Lady MAGA, while not representing Delta, was terminated for posting political content on social media which some Delta management deemed disagreeable. Delta claims employees represent the company 24/7 and can therefore terminate any employee should they express opinions management finds unacceptable, even when not representing the company. But what when management does the same? When employees are uniformed or in service of the company, they are expected to abide by proper protocol and should not be reprimanded or terminated when representing Delta's brand in unflattering fashion. But if Delta isn't mentioned, Delta has no say in how employees express themselves. None. The charge of our executive management body should be to build our brand, hire employees of merit, provide the best customer service, build a strong company, and create value and profit for stockholders. That's all. It is not and should not be the charge of Delta management to, and then he lists them, contribute to political campaigns, endorse social causes, build brand based upon personal, social, or political beliefs. Build houses, sponsor parades, plant trees, or fund climate change projects. Contribute money nor distribute pins promoting racist, Marxist, pseudo-terrorist political groups. Conduct hiring, firing, or promotion based upon race, gender, gender preference, quotas, or political affiliation, etc. They shouldn't pander to political, social, and racial causes that the leaders and the leaders thereof. They shouldn't seek favoritism from political parties via implementation of party agendas. They shouldn't implement policies pitting company against individual employees. Or implement policies pitting company against customers, requiring employees to isolate, humiliate, remove, and banish customers from the airline. They shouldn't mandate how customers chew their food, prohibit common lexicon so as not to offend, nor should they take public positions on the legitimacy or illegitimacy of state election practices and reforms thereof. Long story short, they should stay the hell out of people's business. The company should exist as a company to do what they say they're trying to do and to make money for their stockholders. And other than that, they should stay the hell out of political causes, political activism, and they most certainly shouldn't punish or have oversight of their employees or their customers so that they can then police their political agendas. After all, this is a corporation run by billionaires who make the decisions of these things. And to have them with the ability to have veto power over the employees of their or over the opinions of their employees or customers is an outrageous violation of everything that America once held dear. But it's not an accident. And it's not the only company going through this. It's not the only company making this sudden, irreversible, and destructive change. I say irreversible because what do you think one of the things is that they will police and they'll punish you for speaking up against the company doing this? That's the thing. It's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy or a self-correcting algorithm where they say, yeah, our company is going to now be very politically motivated, politically involved, and we have certain political and social and ideological things that we're going to support, and you're not allowed to speak up against that. You're not allowed to voice a dissenting opinion. Well, what if you voice it? Hey, I don't think the company should do that. What did we just say? You're fired. You're not allowed to voice a dissenting opinion about the fact that you're not allowed to voice a dissenting opinion. It's a feedback loop of tyranny. But again, not an accident, not something that Delta is just dealing with because maybe they have one or two, you know, excited, zealot executives. No, this is a systemic, purposeful, planned change that's taking place at countries or at companies throughout the country. The leadership is being co-opted to force their beliefs on everybody who works for the company. And even people in the leadership who might not agree, you know they're keeping their mouth shut because all of these orders are coming from a higher power. They're being given permission and encouraged to do this by essentially the World Economic Forum and all of its little partners. I'll just read again, as I've read probably 100 times on this program and others, just the Wikipedia article on Mark Benioff, who runs Salesforce, who does this sort of thing, and it's what the Delta, it's the playbook the Delta's following. Benioff says that businesses are the greatest platforms for change in the world. He follows the World Economic Forum Klaus Schwab's stakeholder approach to leadership, which says its leaders should serve not only their shareholders or stakeholders, but all stakeholders, including customers, employees, partners, communities, and the environment, to make the world a better place. That's the stakeholder agreement, the stakeholder argument, the stakeholder method of business Klaus Schwab created, the World Economic Forum, and is now trying to implement through the Great Reset with the agreement and cooperation of Pope Francis and Linda Rothschild and the royal family of England and the other royal families of Europe and the leaders of the EU and the leaders of the UN and the Democratic Party here in the United States. They're all together agreeing that this is exactly what Delta should be doing. In fact, they should do more of it. One of their primary concerns as a major corporation should be enforcing their beliefs on the world, their ideology. They're making the world a better place for them and their ilk. So I get that Delta employees are frustrated by this, but it's not just Delta employees. It's Home Depot, it's Coca-Cola, it's all, you know, those 100 plus companies that came out against the Georgia election laws. This is what they're doing. And it's the same playbook that the Democrats are using in Congress or that the media uses. They have the power, so they will use the power to their own ends and to their own means. Don't like it? You'll be fired. Want to do something that they don't want you to do, even if all the constituents in your state are in favor of it, even if your elected officials are promoting it, prepare to be overrun, overruled, and dictated to by the corporations, or they'll bankrupt you, or they'll pull their corporations out of your state, deprive you of tax money, leave everybody there without a job. They'll pull out. They don't suffer. You think Mark Benioff gives a crap if Salesforce leaves Idaho or whatever, or Iowa? It's in one of these states. And the state said, hey, we're going to pass this law that says, you know, you're allowed to fire people that you don't like. Mark Benioff said, that's not, you can't do that. So Salesforce, as the state's number one employer, said, we'll pull everything out of the state. We'll bankrupt your state. We'll leave hundreds of thousands of people in your state without jobs and without prospects. Or you can do what we say. So, of course, they do what they say. It's about power. It's about control. It's about coercion and extortion. And it's being implemented now worldwide in the same way that, you know, Democrats in power, hey, we have the power. January 6th commission, purging the military, purging the ranks of every government institution of anybody with conservative views. They have the power, so they'll use it, whether it's corporate or governmental. It's tyranny.
A lot of virtue signalers out there will tell you how much they care about troops and how much they care about veterans, but at the same time, they won't stand up for what those veterans and what those troops fought for in the last 250 years of U.S. history. And now more than ever, what our republic stands for and has stood for is under attack. America is under globalist takeover. It's an information war. It is an economic war. But most importantly, it is a spiritual war. And now, of course, it's a biological and chemical war with the vaccines. We were the first to tell you that the virus came out of Wuhan. We were the first to tell you that vaccine passports were coming. We were the first to lay out basically everything because we actually do our research and know what we're talking about. And that's why it's important to keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. And for Memorial Day week, we're having store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. A lot of great products are back in stock, like DNA Force, Alpha Power, and Pollen Block. So to all the veterans and all the patriots, we salute you. And I want to ask the listeners, please support InfoWars now more than ever. DNA Force Plus has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's our flagship product, and it's something that every InfoWars listener and viewer needs. Whether you're young or old, it is incredible. But if you're over 40, especially, you need it. The PQQ, the CoQ10, and other key patented ingredients in this formula are designed to help your telomeres last longer, to regenerate DNA, to heal your mitochondria, and so much more. We've been sold out of this for a long time, so I was out of it. Just since we got it back in, I have felt so much better. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points through Memorial Day. So it funds the InfoWar, it's an amazing product, and it's free shipping and 40% off. No excuse, take action now. InfoWarsStore.com, get your DNA Force Plus today. Again, you owe it to yourself and your family to try DNA Force Plus. It is truly amazing. The compounds that God gave us are incredible, but we've got to use the compounds God gave us. I don't really need to sell you on how beet concentrate is really good for your heart, good for your liver, good for your lungs, good for your cardiovascular system and your brain. It's well known, and so beet supplements are amongst the best sellers out there. So I went out to a top lab and I said, what is the strongest beet concentrate you can do? A copy of the popular formula you have. And they explained that their formula had a certain percentage, and I said, just like with Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula, where the average competitor is at 5% curcuminoid, I said, no one else does 95, that's the highest level. I said, give me 95% curcuminoid. Didn't even cost much more. And we have 95% curcuminoid. Well, it's the same thing here. This is a very strong beet extract, and it's very good for your body, good for your heart, and it's back in stock, Basil Beets, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Turbo Force is back in. DNA Force is back in. Ultra 12 is back in. Super Male Vitality is back in. And they all fund the InfoWar. And their store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points for the week of Memorial Day. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is. But you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products. Store-wide free shipping and your purchase funds the InfoWar. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else that's gotten it basically has. This stuff really, really works.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Infowars.com, band.video. What do they call again? Stakeholder approach to leadership. Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, British Royal House, the entire Illuminati superstate that runs the world. Very interested in this idea of stakeholder. It makes sense, doesn't it? After all, you're a billionaire, right? I mean, not that you did anything to deserve it, but, you know, you're born into a wealthy family. Your way was paved. You're eventually, you know, put in position of some, you know, controlling interest in some massive multi-billion-dollar, you know, money fund. You use other people's money to bet on things that you know are going to come true. So then you make these billions of dollars. You eventually get at the top of Delta. You've never worked there a day in your life. You've never run an airline. You know nothing about that sort of thing, but that doesn't matter. You're in charge now. The business is at your disposal. A little bit tempting, isn't it, to use all of that power, all those billions of dollars, all those hundreds of thousands of people that rely on you for employment, knowing that you're basically guaranteed success by the government. Should your profits ever fall too low, they'll probably just bail you out. Can't you understand how if you were one of these people, you would think it'd be a great thing to use all of that power to enforce the ideology that you believe. After all, you're right. You're righteous. You're full of this righteous fury. Anybody who stands against you, they're evil. They're fascists. You don't even have to consider their feelings. Well, they have kids and they got fired. Maybe they shouldn't be a white supremacist then. I mean, that's the way you think. Now you're in power. Now you have the ability to do this. And you're a bad person, so you act on this ability. And that's what's led to this letter opposing this very basic and central tenet of the Great Reset that the elites are now admitting they're trying to implement worldwide. I have to keep reading this letter because it really is fantastic. So he lists all of these things that the company should not do, saying again that the charge of our executive and management body should be to build our brand, hire employees of merit, provide the best customer service, build a strong company, and create value and profit for stockholders. Not anymore. Not anymore. Now the whole world is being forcibly wedged into a stakeholder approach propagated by Klaus Schwab and the Economic Forum to control your life through corporate means. And they list, so he lists the things that they shouldn't do, including a bunch of political ideologies, prohibiting common words because they might offend somebody maybe at some point. They shouldn't do any of these things. They should focus on, you know, being a company. Not anymore. Not anymore. So he says, our company should do none of these things. Yet, on Delta's behalf, our executives and management routinely adopt and enforce absurd policies based on their own fashionable socio-political whims void of reason and common sense. These managers crave peer approval, are insecure, vindictive, and enact the gross intolerances they profess to reject. Such corporate activism, combining business with political or business and state agendas, is in fact fascism. These practitioners seek political approval and privilege between corporate and political leadership to the detriment of citizens, ultimately resulting in loss of liberty, rendering free individuals slaves of corporate political do-gooder statism. This is not leadership. And at Delta, no employee should be forced to surrender personal freedoms of thought and expression to nebulous, intolerant, zealot managers, no matter what the political moral objection. No free person should surrender free expression to politically illiterate managerial status wonks just to be employees. We love our great airline, but more importantly, we are Americans first. Oh, well, that's your problem right there. No, no, America's evil. I don't know if you've heard this yet. America's evil. It must be destroyed. And our biggest corporations are in agreement with that. He says Bastion era managers, especially throughout COVID, have done all the aforementioned and have proven a fiscal disaster throughout COVID while pitting company against customer and employee against employee with unwise political social justice agendas. Yet somehow, while merging politically inept behavior into company policy and enacting the worst fiscal policy in company history, executives saw fit to reward themselves with a handsome, vastly undeserved bonuses. Don't be fooled into thinking Bastion is engineering a great Delta revival. The business was always there. Great leaders fight the absurd. They do not capitulate to it. Delta management deemed fitting to terminate an employee who displayed personal political expression outside of the company role. However, Mr. Bastion routinely attaches his personal political beliefs to the Delta brand. Mr. Bastion, we employees actually get along great without your help. Your job is to promote and build our brand, not create racial divisions, advance political pet projects, nor support socio-Marxist racist organizations. And while representing Delta, you publicly boasted manipulating Georgia state voter law. Mr. Bastion, you should not use Delta as a platform to virtue signal your personal, apparently political ambitions. It's not your place. If you feel you must tell everyone how virtuous you are, then maybe. And if Lady MAGA deserved to be fired for expressing political opinion, then you definitely deserve the same treatment. Remember, even Delta requires positive identification in advance of boarding an airplane. Referring to, of course, Delta's very sincere and angry stance against the voter suppression by requiring IDs. The thing you need to understand is people like this Bastion scumbag at Delta, they know exactly what they're doing. They're full of crap. They are liars, deceivers. They take advantage of you. They are rapists of your country, your mind, and your business, and your livelihoods. They see a vulnerability, and they are taking advantage of it. They are exploiting it, and they're extorting you. Like, as if this guy needs explained to him, well, you fired somebody for a political belief, but you express your political beliefs all the time. Don't you, like Bastion's going to be like, oh, gosh, I hadn't thought about that. Huh. Yeah, wow, it's a privilege that I enjoy, but I'm denying it to others. That's not fair, is it? Oh, that's really not fair. I guess we should just both be able to express ourselves or both not be able to express ourselves. You think you're going to make him come to this realization? No, this is the point. His beliefs are the beliefs you're allowed to spread. His beliefs are the beliefs that you are required to adhere to. Wear the rainbow pin, kneel to Black Lives Matter, or you won't have a job. This is the exploitation that they're engaged in. He's very concerned that the Republicans in Georgia are being racist and not allowing black people to... No. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly how hypocritical his stance about IDs is. He knows that it has nothing to do with racism. He knows that that's the watchword. That's the label you can put on it to convince people that you're righteous as you destroy rights, as you use corporations to overrun the will of the people expressed through the electoral process. We're standing up for democracy. Now have the corporations come in and destroy democracy. I mean, it's a great letter, but you're not convincing him. You're not, just to think that he doesn't know what he's doing. It's like, he knows exactly what he's doing. You think it's a coincidence that Lady MAGA, a Trump supporter, got fired for her political beliefs? Like, as if it's like, wow, I guess Delta's not letting their employees speak out politically. Oh, no. They're very happy with their employees speaking out politically. They encourage their employees to speak out politically. Speak out politically in the wrong direction, however, your life will be destroyed. It's obvious. It's not about free expression. It's about ideological domination. It's about them implementing a fascistic, totalitarian tyranny to control the thoughts you're allowed to think and the words you're allowed to express through corporate or governmental or just peer pressure or the media or non-governmental organizations. Or maybe they'll have, armed militias roving around enforcing their will. Doesn't matter to them. They have no morals. They have no principles. They aren't standing for anything good and uplifting and freedom-loving. These people want control. They are evil. They are the definition of evil. And they're running everything now. There should be a letter to every CEO of every major corporation saying this, because it's true for all of them.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I always shoot you straight. And when I've told you over the years that if you don't support us, we'll be off the air, it's been true. But InfoWars has never been in a position where your support is more critical and more vital. The enemy behind the scenes is doing so many things. I'm not going to take time up to whine about it. It's okay. I expect to be attacked because we're over the target. We're having a great effect. We're exposing evil. You're exposing evil. So when you spread the word about the broadcast, or when you buy products, or when you pray for InfoWars and our talk show hosts and our crew, it is so powerful. So again, as Memorial Day 2021 comes and goes, I want all of you to realize that I appreciate you as being veterans of the InfoWar, and I particularly thank our veterans as well that have served the armed forces, because they understand what it is to sacrifice, and they're needed more now than ever to be leaders in our republic to expose the globalists of a foreign takeover that we're in the middle of right now. So it's a very historical time to be alive. I want to thank you all for your support and ask you to support us again.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been on air 27 years, and we've gone through a lot of criticism, a lot of attacks, but also a lot of amazing support. And so that's why I always take time out to thank you for keeping us on air, because without you, without the crew, without our sponsors, without our affiliates, without everybody, we would not be on air, and the world would be a different place. So it's not a power trip when I realize the great effect we've had. It's really counting the cost and realizing that if we weren't here, if you hadn't have supported us, the whole planet would be in a much worse position with the globalists. Instead, a lot of really, really positive things are happening. And so many of the corrupt things the globalists have been involved in are now coming out in the open. And so InfoWars credibility is higher than it's ever been. But the enemy is trying to shut us down with so many different attacks. We've had to build our own infrastructure to stay on air. It's so expensive. So please get great products and keep InfoWars on the air at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, for the week of Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll be taking your calls, and I'll turn some other major stories momentarily, but I just kept getting distracted during this letter and felt the need to embellish or expand upon what the letter was saying, but the letter is so good, I really want to read the entire thing. So I'll just read the final paragraph here, and then we'll open up the phone lines. But this letter concludes by saying this. Shareholders, appoint an executive team capable of keeping personal political agendas out of operations. Concentrate on principles of professionalism and merit throughout the void of woke, racist, and sexist political reverse persecution. No one person nor management body should be allowed to mold this airline in their own utopian image. We don't need petty, insecure, pandering, virtue-signaling yes-bots forcing political censorship, racism, and soft bigotry of low expectations upon our fine institution. Appoint a competent CEO to rebuild and maintain our great airline. Remove Ed Bastian and his supporting teams from top down, every last one of them. Begin again rebuilding this great airline free of corporate activism. Delta and everyone working herein should be better served with management free of woke, foolish, pious, 24/7 racist, politically naive views. As presently composed, executive management are a social justice disaster and not as bright as they think. Yours truly, or very truly, anonymous. Delta Airlines employee, 20 plus years. So he's worked for 20 years. Here's the thing. This doesn't stop at Delta. Goldman Sachs, other major banks, have announced that they'll only give out loans based on having people like this in charge, based on companies agreeing to censor and censor their employees, implement certain policies on their customers, and become engaged in the political arena on behalf of the Democrats. So this goes all the way to the top. And the top is the banks. The top is the bankers. They control the purse strings. They control the flow of money. And they'll let you know you're not getting a dime if you don't adhere to our Great Reset, stakeholder, capitalism, activist, corporation mindset. So it's coming down from the top, and you can remove Ed Bastian, but they'll crash, they'll destroy your company. You don't think they care? You think they care about your company? You think they care about American jobs? or American values like liberty and freedom of expression? You think it's going to hurt them to crash your airline to zero, fire you all, and then move on? But they won't lose a dime from that. They'll destroy all of your lives. And it'll be worth it to them, because if they can't have control of it and they can't use it to pursue their own political agendas, it's valueless to them. It's worthless to them. This is the point of them being engaged in this sort of stuff. So it's happening worldwide. I mean, this letter could go for pretty much any major corporation, and the major corporations are the ones implementing this and bringing this about. At the same time, the small businesses are being forcibly shuttered by the government because of COVID-19. So consolidate everything into the big corporations. Use the banks and the media to convey a atmosphere of political activism. Have people like the Pope and Mark Benioff and George Soros and Klaus Schwab and Linda Rothschild all get together and encourage this type of behavior. And there's nothing you can do to stand up against it. It'll just have the corporations decide for us. They'll just let us know what they want, and then we'll just do whatever they say, because if not, they'll bankrupt us or fire us. Again, what's going to stop this? Like, what would prevent this from happening? Anything happening these days? Any big trust busting going up? Any Republicans concerned that their constituents are losing their jobs? Or keeping their mouths shut out of fear of losing their jobs? Do you have any idea what the downstream effect of all of this censorship and fear will be? It's total control. Just total control from every different angle, top down. We're just being sold out. Totally 100% sold out. People that don't give a rat's behind about the values of America. They really don't. They really don't. So it's almost sad. It's almost sad, these letters that are like, what about the American values of speaking your mind and you know, political freedom of thought? The people at the top are just like, you don't understand. Peon, servant, slave. We decide what is right and wrong. You capitulate to that. Like, it really is, like, almost pathetic, the idea of Americans in an American company trying to ask their internationalist, globalist banker owners, will you please have respect for our freedom of speech? The owners are just like, no, I won't. I will not. You'll be fired for even asking for it. The fact that this letter had to be written anonymously should tell you everything you need to know. How this is a feedback loop, self-fulfilling sort of completion. Mind-blowing, just absolutely incredible. I'm going to spend the whole next hour taking calls from you, the American people, the info warriors out there. We'll go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. It's almost like, I don't know. I'm strategically, tactically, everything's changing. Absolutely everything's changing. Because something's got to change. Because the way that we're going now, the road down which we are now currently traveling, ends inevitably, literally, in gulags and extermination. So something's got to change. And nobody in any sort of power seems to have the ability or inclination for to actually stand up for the things that Americans profess to believe. This story alone. Andy Ngo reportedly tackled, punched by Portland rioters during the latest night of unrest. Conservative journalist Andy Ngo, who frequently writes about Antifa, was reportedly chased and attacked by black-clad rioters overnight during the latest unrest in Portland, Oregon, according to posts on social media. One video post online claimed to show Ngo being assisted by police inside the lobby of a downtown hotel after the rioter apparently eluded a group. So this is just America now, just for months and months and months, for years, multiple years on end, just on a weekly basis, black-clad riotous mobs of communists run around the city, destroy storefronts, smash things. No police attempt to stop them. No media even reports on it. No one really even knows it's going on except for the people affected by it. Nothing's done to even remotely stop this from going on. If you do have somebody who's brave and independent enough to actually, you know, report what's happening, show the reality on the ground, isn't ideologically concerned with covering up the actions of Antifa, then Antifa will target that person, issue just an endless and constant stream of threats against them, open, violent death threats and threats of injury that they then act on. This won't be censored by big tech. This won't be investigated by the law enforcement. You're on your own. You want to report on these people? These people have free rein to kill you, to destroy you, to attack you at every turn. And then if you try to publish a book about what's going on with Antifa, they'll attack the bookstore selling it. They'll threaten to burn down the bookstore and hold protest until that bookstore owner is so exhausted and terrified and under such constant threat of violence and destruction that he'll capitulate and he'll take your books off the shelf. Then you try to sell it on Amazon. Amazon will take it down off your shelf. Meanwhile, you go to the politicians and say, what are you going to do about this group that is continuously rioting, burning the American flag, saying they want to overthrow the country, setting fire to federal buildings, attacking police officers? Then they get released. Then a bevy of lawyers is there to argue on their behalf, paid for by anonymous billionaires. Then their bail is paid for by anonymous billionaires. Then you go to the politicians. You say, what are you going to do about this? And they say they don't exist. You say Antifa is being violent. And if you attempt to report on this, they'll attack you. And if you attempt to get this information out, they'll attack the bookstore selling it. And they're not even being punished when they're caught and arrested for crimes. They're being let out to be arrested literally the same day in some cases, multiple times. What are you going to do about this? And the politician says, Antifa? That's a myth. They don't exist. Is anybody else a... we have any prophets in the audience? We have any oracles that maybe could tell us how this turns out? Anybody that has the wherewithal, the logic, the reason, the foresightedness, the knowledge of history to tell us where this ends, where this goes? It's obvious. It's communism.
When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and t-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products and we're coming back and getting more. And thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Super Bowl Vitality or VasoBeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out. I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous. But it's worth it. I'm very honored to be in the fight. So thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ, CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. PQQ and CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
I asked, I'm your commander in chief. Why the hell can't I command you? Let me go up with you. They won't let me do that.
Judging by Memorial Weekend 2021, by all accounts, the Harris-O'Biden administration would have been better off not saying anything or appearing anywhere, rather than the complete embarrassment that was in full display.
I might say I can do this with the military. I'm going to brag about him a little bit. He's the only foreigner to have a war memorial erected to him in Kosovo, just below Fort Bonsteel, and the highway, the first highway they built, named after him, the Joseph R. Bo Biden Memorial Highway. And he was proud as hell to tell of his work. My heart swelled, seaman uniform. When I went into Iraq, I was there 5 times when he was in Baghdad. I remember the first time I saw him. His name was Hunter. I said, what in the hell happened? He said, Dad, I don't want anybody to give me any special favors because my vice president's my dad. He got permission to put a different name tag on it.
Joe Biden, who has managed to contain his public perversions, let one slip while honoring the troops, no less.
I'm especially honored to share the stage with Brittany and Jordan and Nathan and Margaret Catherine. I love those barrettes in her hair, man. I tell you what, look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old sitting there with her, like a little lady in a race car.
His dementia kicking in front of the people he ultimately leads, who are required to have complete control of their own faculties.
I've spent more time with President Xi of China than any world leader has. For 24 hours of private meetings with him. Just an interpreter. 17,000 miles traveling with him in China and here. He firmly believes that China, before the year 3035, is going to own America.
Folks, it's also an important tradition in our family. As many of you know, this is a hard day for us. 6 years ago today, Hunter lost his dad and I lost my son. We only have one truly sacred obligation, and that's to equip those we send into harm's way with all they need and care for them and their families when they return home. That creed holds that the ideals that inspire people to service and that us fill us with pride.
America is born out of an idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, including life, liberty, etc.
Meanwhile, Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, no longer a senator or an attorney general or even a DA, tweeted out that everyone should just enjoy the long weekend with zero acknowledgement or respect for our troops and their sacrifice. The rest of us know that without the military and the heroic miracles that we have all witnessed throughout our country's short history deserves far more respect than those in Washington, D.C. could ever comprehend. John Bowne reporting.
Incredible report from John Bowne. Kamala ruins Memorial Day. You can find that and share it at band.video and infowars.com. Biden, what an embarrassing, decrepit old hologram of a man. Couldn't contain himself. Just has to say the creepiest, weirdest stuff all the time, pretty much. Hard to believe, but here we are. Kamala Harris. I mean, enjoy the long weekend. It's the picture of herself. It's that she can't help but post a picture of herself every single day. The craziest thing, and people are like, why does she just post these like weird pictures of herself? There's a lot of dumb people in America who then repost those pictures like, yes, get it, girl. They're dumb.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials. And right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Basil Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with your store, free shipping, and double Patriot points, and sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, the calls came pouring in today since I opened up the phone line. So, people, the InfoWars audience wants to say some things about the stories I've covered in today's program and other ones I may have missed. So we go now out to your phone calls. Jack in Wisconsin has an interesting question or maybe a statement about a new era of revenge. Thanks for calling in, Jack. You're on the air.
It's more of a question, I guess. Hi, Harrison. How are you doing?
Hello. Good, thank you.
I hope you had a nice weekend. I was wondering if when shall we be forced to start the era of revenge, you know, given like, you know, you saw Owen at the protests and stuff, and he's well aware about it, like given the mountains of dead babies, over a billion murdered worldwide yearly, that's including both surgical and chemical, you know, because a lot of people don't count the Plan B pills and everything, you know, baby canceling, mass depopulation, contamination of food and water and air supply, modification of nature, wage slavery, communist wealth redistribution to the super rich, non-workers, drug users, plus a gazillion other examples. Anyways, it makes me think of this, you know, eventuality of those related to the murdered forced to seek revenge, you know, like a million Ashley Babbitts. How many other Babbitts were there or are there each year? You know, like Seth Rich, Hastings, or people who even survived their murder.
Yeah.
But go ahead. I wanted to hear your thoughts on that since I know your brain's big like a watermelon.
That's interesting. This is a different angle than I thought the call was going to go because, well, I assumed your call would be about, you know, these black nationalists that we've seen basically saying that now we're entering into an era of retribution. And that they don't want justice, they want revenge, which I think is kind of an interesting juxtaposition to your call because what you're calling for is not revenge necessarily. It is, in fact, justice. Like what you're talking about is actually punishing people for their misdeeds. What we hear about a lot from the leftists, especially the revolutionary Satan-worshipping leftist, is basically we're going to get retribution because people that look like you did things that, to people that looked like me 400 years ago, so therefore, you know, you need to pay. That's nonsense. That's revenge. That's retribution. It's a narcissistic, kind of impetuous, childlike fury at things they don't understand. What you're talking about is babies being killed. What you're talking about is getting back at or somehow holding to account the people that have brought about the destruction of this country in an effort to get back on track, right? When you look at people like these black nationalists that are just like, we're just going to kill all the white people. Africa's in our hearts. You know, they have no – there's nothing about like getting – they have no overall actual thesis as to like how to improve things. It's just a visceral hatred, anger, revenge fantasy that they have because they're shallow, empty, soulless people who are angry and jealous that other people have things that they don't. Where you're coming from is not a stance of jealousy or even of hatred or of some sort of aimless desire to like bring destruction on the people that you're being told are oppressing you without any evidence to that. What you're talking about is justice, about getting back on track, about seeing all of these things wrong in our world and wanting to actually solve them, close the loopholes, stop stealing from people, stop killing babies. How do we get back to where we were before? Before there was all this racial division, before there was all this anger and fear and tyranny created by the media for the aim of destroying this country. So two very different visions of the future. One that's actually able to build, create, and expand on liberties. And one that is full of, like, the video that you're seeing here. Weird-looking people with tattoos and piercings with signs that say, Hail Satan! Telling you that if you don't let them kill babies, this is the most important thing anybody's ever concerned with. This is the amazing thing to me. These little white girls from suburbia with their fists in the air, thinking that they're freedom fighters. Meanwhile, just like everything around them just collapses. They're angry at daddy. Amazing. So yeah, I don't think revenge is in order. I think retribution is in order. I think holding to account is in order. And I think the aggressive pushback against this is not enough just to roll your eyes and go, huh, those abortion ladies are at it again. Ha ha ha. It's not enough anymore. You have to get involved. You have to fight back. You have to push back and not just be satisfied like, wow, whew, they've stopped trying to destroy us in this way now. That's a victory. No, it's not a victory. Turn it around, push back, hold to account all of these people that have brought about all of this destruction. I haven't watched this video yet. I'm just like fascinated by it. Maybe we'll play it this hour in full if there's not too many curse words. But you can just see from the video, we don't even need audio. Like it's these weird, like the phenotypes, right? The weak chin, the no facial hair on the guys, the colored hair on the girls. Like they're not happy with themselves. They have to try to deform themselves in some way. Like it's a compulsion. Then they all just raid and are like assaulting and trying to swarm Owen. All these people are angry looking. They're all just exude this like weak, furious energy. I mean, look at this, I don't know, thing. We are not chattel. If a sign says, we are not chattel at a pro-abortion rally. They literally think that the miracle of birth and passing on your genetic code has been cared for you through 10,000 generations, that's somehow oppression. You're being oppressed by giving life. I'm really hypnotized by this video. It's very weird things. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. All right. The crew is like, hey, Harrison, you have a story about this. Good point, gentlemen. While we're on the topic here, from HerculeanStrength.com, long-term soy consumption make monkeys aggressive loners. Shocking study with possible human implications. Incredible. Aggressive loners. A few days ago, we reported a shocking recent study which showed that soybean oil caused serious genetic dysfunction in mice, leading to weight gain and serious neurological problems. These results could be cause for alarm for one simple reason. Soybean oil is the most widely consumed oil in the United States. Indeed, there's been a 100-fold increase in soybean oil consumption during the 20th century. It's everywhere, including especially in processed foods, which make up a significant portion, even a majority of the diets of most people in America and the rest of the developed world. It's becoming increasingly clear that vegetable oils in general, including soybean oil, are seriously bad, not just for mice, but for people, too. Incredible. lonely, aggressive loners. Some of the results of the 2019 study on consumption of ultra-processed food show the clear association between eating processed foods and weight gain. So it's just, and there's hard scientific proof of the neurological effects of just a month of eating processed food, let alone a lifetime of it. I'll get more into this in the next hour, because this is one that I've been waiting and wanting to cover. But it's a good point to bring this up during the video of this insanity at the pro-abortion rally, literally holding signs to say Hail Satan. Aggressive, impotent psychopaths and loners. It's we're being attacked on all fronts. Their behavior is the result of a chemical attack that they don't even know is happening, and that they're actually basically arguing in favor of. Yes, attack us more, destroy us more.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find for these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine and don't think it's safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products. Store-wide free shipping. And your purchase funds the InfoWars. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else that's gotten it basically has. This stuff really, really works.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep, you said, wherever your feet shall tread, rep. Wherever your feet shall tread.
Infowars.com, American Journal. I'm looking for this. There it is. All right. So, it's funny. This is what happens. I'll be taking more of your phone calls. We'll try to get to as many as possible. What happens is somebody calls in about, you know, all the insane bullcrap happening around the world and what we should do about it. Then we start talking about, you know, one of his points is about abortion. We start watching video from Owen at the abortion rally. Then the crew reminds me I have this story on my desk about soy consumption and how it makes you an aggressive loner. So now we're on this topic. So this is just what happens. One phone call leads to a whole series of article. So we'll get to your phone calls again in just a second, but I want to continue with this article because it is just incredibly illuminating. Just really let you know what's going on. I've been working on this for a while, but sort of just in the background. Maybe I'll do it this week. I'm going to do a big report on testosterone, or really hormones in general, because so much of what we talk about with health and with, you know, mindsets, you know, mental health, that sort of thing. It has a lot to do with hormones, particularly about testosterone. You know, testosterone, they found really crazy that, like, people think of testosterone as the male hormone, and so you associate it with typically manly things. So you would think, like, aggression would go up. You would think, stubbornness would go up, like all these things would go up. But in reality, what they found is that higher testosterone leads to things like more fair judgment when determining things. Like if there's somebody who's in charge, who's asked to, mitigate or serve as an intermediary between two parties that have an argument of some sort, the higher the testosterone is, the more fair their ruling will be. Not more vicious, not more angry. And the same thing with aggression. You find people with high testosterone can have high aggression, but actually the aggression goes down in a lot of cases as well. So it's not as cut and dry as we might think, and there's a delicate balance going on. Estrogen is a similar sort of thing. Think estrogen, you think women, you think it would make people more sort of calm and docile and whatever, and it does in a certain sense, but it also makes them more aggressive in other senses. And this article does a little bit to explain why. I say one aspect of the soybean oil study that's generated discussion in recent weeks is the finding that the soybean oil consumption caused dysregulation of the mice's oxytocin system. Some of the implications of this were discussed in the study, but other ones were not, leaving readers to enlarge upon them. As well as being involved in the regulation of weight gain, oxytocin has an important role to play in the expression of empathy and social bonding. Discussing the soybean study on Twitter, some speculated that this dysregulation of oxytocin could be responsible for the decline of trust and various other social problems. Carnivore Aurelius on Twitter says this, soybean oil destroys oxytocin, the bonding hormone in mice. 60% of all oil consumed in the U.S. is soybean. Is this why we're so angry with one another? They go on to say that proving a direct connection between soybean oil consumption and social strife would be a tall order. After all, human societies are complicated things, but it might have more of an influence than we think. Increasing exposure to xenoestrogens, for instance, which are industrial chemicals that mimic the effects of estrogen in the body, has had widespread effect on the expression of sexual characteristics and behavior over the last half century, as well as fertility. Put succinctly, chemicals in the water are turning the frogs gay. And again, that's, you know, we've talked about this so much, but the effect that the chemicals are having on our ability to perceive reality is really incredible. A study in the journal Hormones and Behavior from 2004 claims the long-term soy consumption can make monkeys more aggressive and isolated from their fellow primates. These are, of course, genetically the most similar creatures to humans. And so we can expect a similar, if not exact, duplicate of the responses in monkeys that we see in humans. The study took place over a period of 15 months and involved feeding different diets to groups of adult male monkeys living in 9 stable social groups. The diets differed only in terms of the protein source the monkeys received. You either got one with or without the isoflavones. I don't know how to pronounce that, isoflavones, but they are essentially the thing in the soybean oil that destroys oxytocin and has a lot of other problems. So essentially the only difference between these two monkey groups was one was fed soy and one was not. In the monkeys fed the higher amount of soy, frequencies of intense aggressive behavior was 67% higher, and get this, submissive behavior was 203% higher relative to the monkeys fed the control diet. In addition, the proportion of time spent by these monkeys in physical contact with other monkeys was reduced 68%. Time spent in proximity to other monkeys was reduced 50%, and time spent alone was increased 30%. So how amazing is that? The monkeys with a higher soy had a higher instance of intense aggressive behavior, lashing out 67% higher in that regard, but they more than doubled their amount of passivity and submissiveness, 200% or more. So both more aggressive, more angry, more liable to fly off the handle and do something aggressive and intense and stupid, but also twice, three, four times as likely to just submit to authority. Submission. This is what happens when you eat the diet that Americans have been eating for 50 years. Is it any wonder why you see videos like that abortion rally? Is it any wonder why the division has been so easily fermented here in the United States? Just amazing. Just really incredible. Your aggression and your submissiveness increases, and your desire to hang out with one another, to be around other people, other monkeys in this situation, vastly diminished. And then there's this story from today. Japanese researchers use soybean compound to turn male fish into females. A team of researchers in Japan has succeeded in using a compound found in soybeans similar in effect to female hormones to turn male catfish into females. The technique is being applied in order to boost production efficiency because females grow quicker and require shipping weight of around 600 grams. Though it has been known that administering female hormones turns male catfish into females, this method is banned for fish for human consumption. So you can turn fish into females to increase their yield and their growth rate in order to maximize your profits, but then you can't sell those. So now they're doing it with soybean oil or soybean extract, causing a similar transitioning of the fish, and maybe they'll sell you those. Whether they do or not, it's the atrazine, it's the microplastics, it's the other various pesticides, chemical growth, hormones, genetically modified foods, processed foods, soybean oil. And this is what we've been under for 50 years. It's a miracle we're still here. To be honest with you, we won't be much longer. They say 2040 is the cutoff date. No more births after that. And this would be something that, if we were a serious country with real leadership, you know, maybe focusing on the existential crisis and the chemical manipulation of this population might be a concern.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock, sold out for 7 months, 40% off, Super Male Vitality, 50% off.
Prostagard 40% off, Alpha Power 50%, Ultra 12 50%, Fazobi 50%, free shipping, and Patriot points, and it's on the InfoWar, and it's incredible products, and George Soros hates it! Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and at InfoWarsStore.com. Memorial Day 2021 is here, and that means store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of it, a lot of our best-selling products that have been sold out for up to 6 months because of the COVID supply chain problems are finally back in stock. And that's a good thing, because these are products that are really good for you and your family, good for your immune system, good for your cells, good for your body. All of them are amazing, but DNA Force Plus is, again, the flagship. It's got the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. It helps your telomeres last longer. It cleans out your mitochondria. The list goes on and on. It is 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. That's an unprecedented deal. What else is back in stock? People are very excited to hear Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, for allergies. It's back in stock, 40% off as well, with a bunch of other items like Alpha Power and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and double Patriot points for Memorial Day.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Straight to your phone calls now. We have Jose in Florida. I want to talk about racial division. Thanks for calling in, Jose. You are on the air. Hold on, Jose. You're about to be on the air. All right, Jose, you're on the air now. Sorry about that.
How are you good, man? What's up? How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good, man. I'm just calling in because I wanted to talk about this whole race division thing. I just want to let the American people, no matter what color you are, to not fall for the false propaganda.
Yeah.
Whereas, and I'm talking about, like, for example, these black supremacists that we're talking about killing white people.
Yeah.
So the white people out there, don't let this brainwash you into thinking that all black people are like this, because that's the agenda here.
Right.
Divide and conquer, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's a good point to bring up, and something I probably should have made a better point on. It almost doesn't even like enter into my mind that that would be the case, but it definitely would be. You're right to bring it up, because to me it's just like, look at these guys being idiots, screw these guys. And then I don't even think about extrapolating that to go, and they're black, and so all black people are like this. Like, that doesn't really occur to me. It's just like, no, these people are bad, doing a bad thing. But you're right that a lot of people will take that into context. But On the other hand, white people clearly being targeted here. I mean, I understand not wanting to play into that division, but at the same time, there's this weird atmosphere of like white people deserve this sort of thing. I mean, how do you cover this, or how do you talk about this without, you know, exacerbating the racial conflict? I mean, I'm open to suggestions.
For sure, that's a good point, and I think we should be calling these people out because I don't believe that's right, you know.
Right.
And but also I want to say these idiots, this group of idiots, I like to call them, they think that they're gonna get somewhere where they're gonna have enough power to really do what they want to do, and they don't realize that the elite are only gonna give them so much power so they can continue their agenda for them. Once they get too powerful, they're gonna nuke their ass. Sorry, something. Right. You know, they won't let them get the power.
No, yeah, you're exactly right, and you know, I love that. It's almost funny that we have these two stories come out at the same time, where you have, you know, this black group basically saying we're going to kill all the white people and then we're going to dig them up and kill them again. And then at the same time, you have a founder of Black Lives Matter chapter quitting, basically saying after a year inside, I learned they had little concern for rebuilding black families and they cared even less about improving the quality of education for students in Minneapolis. Basically pointing out, yeah, they don't actually stand for what they claim to stand for. None of their plans are actually improving the lives of black people. They say Black Lives Matter, and then they basically just use the anger and the fury that's whipped up to try to tear down white people and not do anything to help black people. I mean, it's just it's a mindset of just destruction and chaos and division. And you're right. It's like clearly they want this. You know, you keep saying, in fact, I'm glad you called. This is what happens. I want to take multiple callers and one guy calls in. It's like now I'm down a whole bunch of different roads. Yesterday, there was a headline on CNN that was like, there's no specific threat, but experts say Tulsa remembrance rallies could be a target for white supremacist action. And it's literally like the meme where it's the Fed poking the white people going, do a terrorism. Come on. Do terrorism. They're totally undefended. Look, it reminds me of back after 9/11. I remember like being in middle school and seeing these reports on CNN that were like, if terrorists wanted to bring in a nuclear bomb, this port in New Jersey is completely undefended. There's not even guards at this port. If any terrorists wanted to bring any weapons in, this is the place that they could do it, and there would be no problem whatsoever. They would get away scot-free. And it's like, do you want them to do that? Like, why are you telling them this? And I'm getting the same like feeling here where it's like the Tulsa remembrance rallies are a very important thing for the black population. And wouldn't it be sad if white supremacist terrorists attacked them here in this park when they're undefended on Sunday at noon, when they won't be looking. They'll be facing north, looking into this, you know, sun, and you'll be able to sneak up on them from behind. Wouldn't that be the worst? I mean, they're trying to engender this. They're trying to create the division. They're trying to get the, yeah, there you go, do an uprising. No, we're not going to. Stop it. Leave us alone. We are not the people you want us to be, despite the fact that you lie about it enough. But then we're stuck in this middle part where it's like, on one hand, you have people being like, hey, we're going to go kill all white people. On the other hand, it's like, well, let's not make it about race. It's like, well, when you say you're going to kill all white people, you've kind of made it about race at that point. And you don't need to feel bad. This is the one. Homeland Security says commemorations of Tulsa race massacre could be target for white supremacists, but there is no specific threat. Yeah, they're just making it up. They're just trying to create this division. They're trying to create this conflict. So, yeah, you don't fall for it, but at the same time, you don't let the people causing the division, like these guys, get away with it. So I don't know. We're sort of in a rock and a hard place here, but, you know, the reality is simple. The reality is nationalism. Like, the solution is nationalism. The solution is saying, what's more important than your race is the nation in which you were born. We are all Americans. We can have division internally. We can not agree on everything. We can have different lifestyles and cultures and ethnicities. But at the end of the day, if we don't have each other's backs as Americans and what it means to be an American, which is freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of expression here in this country, if we don't have that as a central tenet, then it all collapses. So it's nationalism under the American banner, and it's the only solution to any of this, and saying it's unacceptable to target anybody by their race, whether you're doing it because you think you're a righteous anti-racist freedom fighter or whether you think, you know, you're a ubermensch member of the superior race and that black people are animals that, you know, deserve to be controlled. How about we say both of those are wrong? We don't have to fall into this division and this dichotomy. And we can come together as Americans, or preferably, I think, as Christians, and say, we're all in this together. We need to not tear each other down and only build each other up, because what they really want is the division, the chaos that they can take advantage of to bring about their own form of total control and tyranny. So very good point brought up by Jose, and I really appreciate that call and appreciate emphasizing that, because, again, it's like I say things that I don't even think that they can be portrayed as racist, because when I'm saying them, they are not racist thoughts, but other people could portray that. Like, I'm literally just talking about guys walking around with guns saying they're going to kill all white people. To me, I would never hesitate to, like, talk about this in strong terms. But then other people are like, oh, well, I guess he's got a problem with black guys in the militia. Or then other racist white people will be like, oh, Harrison's not mentioning the fact that they're black, and this is because they're black people doing this. Like, I just don't even think about that. It's just like, these people are despicable scumbags that are literally advocating for civil war, armed, in a park, chanting, we're going to kill all of you, and nothing's being done about it. And nobody's even saying anything about it. The media's not even making people aware of this. Meanwhile, Homeland Security is holding a hearing every week to tell you that white supremacist violence is the most dangerous one in America. I mean, it's amazing. So you have, it's like you have this article from CNN that's like, Homeland Security warns that the Tulsa remembrance rallies could be a target for white supremacists. They don't have any evidence to say that they are doing this, but they could. We want to be aware of that. Meanwhile, the Tulsa rallies that they're worried white supremacists are going to target are literally armed militia meetings where they're chanting that they're going to kill all white people. I mean, this is irony that only this fallen, decrepit clown world could create. Just incredible. Well, we want to make sure that these angry, the dangerous white supremacists that are the most dangerous thing in our entire country, we got to make sure to protect the innocent Tulsa rallies from their attacks. Meanwhile, the Tulsa rallies, literal black supremacists saying they're going to kill all white people. And the white supremacists that they're scaring you about don't exist. Yeah, they're gone. They literally don't exist. Try to get 100 people in a park chanting armed to kill all black people. You can't do it. Not in America. Not in 100 years. It doesn't exist. You have really better luck finding Bigfoot. Homeland Security says Tulsa rallies must be protected against the Bigfoot menace. It's our number one threat.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
A lot of virtue signalers out there will tell you how much they care about troops and how much they care about veterans, but at the same time, they won't stand up for what those veterans and what those troops fought for in the last 250 years of U.S. history. And now more than ever, what our republic stands for and has stood for is under attack. America is under globalist takeover. It's an information war. It is an economic war, but most importantly, it is a spiritual war. And now, of course, it's a biological and chemical war with the vaccines. We were the first to tell you that the virus came out of Wuhan. We were the first to tell you that vaccine passports were coming. We were the first to lay out basically everything, because we actually do our research and know what we're talking about. And that's why it's important to keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. And for Memorial Day week, we're having store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. A lot of great products are back in stock, like DNA Force, Alpha Power, and Pollen Block. So, to all the veterans and all the Patriots, we salute you. And I want to ask the listeners, please support InfoWars now more than ever.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock 50% off. The Prostaguard's back 40% off. The Alpha Power's back 50% off. The Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taking out the tongue, it's incredible, is back also 50% off. Or Vasobeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, the show is coming to an end, but the day of mine is just beginning. I'll be hosting the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, sitting in for Owen Schroyer. So I'll be spending the four-hour interim between these two shows really trying to get everything in order because there's a lot of stories I haven't been able to cover this morning, because to cover them fully, I really want to be able to package them in the right context and have the right links and everything. So I'll do that in the 4 hours between the end of this program and the beginning of the War Room. So by the time you tune into War Room, I will hopefully have everything well organized and well thought out, and we'll be able to cover all of this amazing news. Of course, you can just circumvent me. You can go to InfoWars.com and find the news right there for yourself, and do the research for yourself, or I will do it for you. It's a service we provide, and all we ask is that you go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of one of our incredible specials. No need to just give us money willy-nilly and not get anything in return. No, you get the information for free. You get the world-changing activist movements for free. You get the truth a year before the mainstream media for free. Supplements, they're going to cost you because they're the real deal and they're the good stuff. But everything that you buy from InfoWarsStore.com goes directly into supporting the getting out of this information, the creation of these shows, these reports, these programs, and everything that we do here. So take advantage of the Memorial Day mega sale still going on right now. Who knows how long this will last? It was supposed to be over already, I believe. So the fact that it's still going means you have at least a little bit longer to take advantage of this incredible sale before it goes away forever. Double Patriot points, free shipping, 50% off so many of our incredible products, 40% off others, and just massive savings. And, of course, best of all, you're funding the info war. So thank you if you have done that. And if you haven't yet, well, get on it, would you? You only got a few more minutes. You only got a few more hours. Who knows how long you have until this sale goes away. So go buy something now. If you've ever thought about it, if you've ever put off buying something from InfoWars Store, now is the time to do it for Father's Day, for your health in general. You know, if you're going to be getting out and hitting the beach or hitting the pool this summer, you're going to want to look your best, and InfoWars products can help you do that. InfoWarsStore.com. We thank you for your support as we continue to perpetuate this seemingly intractable war against the onslaught of the globalist, as we try, seemingly in vain, to stop being on the defensive, start going on the offensive, start waking people up. They realize the threat that they're under and actually form the resolve to fight back against it, not just accept it silently. Let's go now to Max in Kansas. Thanks for calling in, Max. You are on the air about BLM targeting white people. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, what's up, Harrison?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
So, pretty good. How are you, man?
Good, thank you.
Good. So this is possibly something that really, really boils my blood. I mean, if people don't realize the true intentions of BLM, Antifa, et cetera, and their literal path of mass extermination is out in the open, I mean, it's just, I mean, they're not hiding it. Okay?
Right.
The most pathetic thing is to see white people bow down to this mob. You know, I've seen videos of spineless cowards kiss boots of these activists. I've seen brainwashed idiots just give up personal items, you know, to BLM, apologizing for their white privilege and centuries of oppression. Shut up, you intellectual. And the other thing is, like, I mean, you moron. Do you think that BLM sees you as a friend? I mean, even with your cowardly apologies and bowing down to them, you are white. Okay? They do not like you. Even if you're a quote on their side, that doesn't matter to them.
Yeah.
Okay? There is no complying with them. And now I'm a history buff. Okay? I have books on all kinds of history. American Revolution, Civil War, World War II. And there are lessons to be learned from those historic, from history. There are lessons to be learned.
Yeah.
World War II, the Nazis just didn't rise up within days or weeks to hold the power they did. They built it up for years, since the early to mid-1930s.
Yeah.
Spread propaganda, disarmed citizens, silenced the people. Exactly what's happening now. The Mao Revolution in China, which killed over 60 million people. We're seeing here in the United States through Antifa and BLM. It's a setup. Maoists used propaganda. They toppled statues, replaced them with portraits of Mao. They publicly shamed people, killed people with different ideologies. And it's so similar.
Yeah.
And BLM, same thing. They're doing the same thing. But it repeats itself in this generation, particular mine. Kids around 15 years old now are bowing down to the BLM mob. You know, there were BLM shirts and masks to school. All this, I guess you could say, a counter-protest. I wear InfoWars and Trump shirts back, and they get pretty angry. But, you know, and seeing them do this scares me.
Yeah.
And not like they can beat me up like I'm scared of them physically, because most of them are just, you know, skinny, slow boy, 5'2 libtards who have never been at the gym. That's really what they are.
Yeah.
But, you know, it scares me how brainwashed they are. You know, seeing them think it's okay to just disrespect the American flag or the police or just worship BLM and Joe Biden, it just makes me sick and it really worries me, you know, because Ronald Reagan, you know, once said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Right.
And he's exactly right. So.
Wow, very, very well said, Max. I don't even know if I have too much to add to that, because I think you've really covered it all. But just to emphasize your point about the fact that people are bowing to this hatred. Like, it's people telling you that you're evil, and then you're bowing to them. It doesn't mesh with my mindset. Like, I can't comprehend it. I can't understand it. I can't even understand people bowing to me. Like, I can't imagine the feeling of, like, being sad, being like, yes, bow to me. Yes, you are beg me for forgiveness for what your ancestors did. Like, that's an evil person that wants you to bow. Good people, we here at InfoWars, our stance is we will stand up, and we want you to stand up. That's the American dichotomy. That's the 360 win dichotomy. That's the symptom of, or the system of mutual benefit. Where I go, I'm strong, so I look at other people, and I go, I want you to be strong, too. These people, Black Lives Matter, the liberals, the totalitarians, the aggressive authoritarians, the communists, they want to be strong, they want to stand up strong, and they want you to bow. They want you to kneel to them. They don't want you to be strong, also. They want you to be weak. And it's a interesting difference between us two. And so it's like, I don't understand the mindset of the bower, the person kneeling to somebody else like that. I just reject outright. And I think a lot of people do reject that once you sort of explain it to them. Like, I'll always bring up the example of the when Muslims said they would bomb the people who were having a draw Muhammad contest. And, like, I remember talking to my friend about this, and he was like, well, they shouldn't draw Muhammad then. And it's like, what? No, no. Your instinct should be, oh, you're going to threaten me not to do something? Now I'm going to do it. You don't have a right to threaten me into something. You don't have a right to try to browbeat or shame me into anything. You're no better than me. In fact, you're worse than me in a lot of cases. But I'm not gonna succumb to your threats and your extortion. That's how a human reacts. And when I said that to my friend, he was like, oh yeah, that's kind of a good point. I have no desire to draw Muhammad. I don't want to go out of my way to insult people of a different faith. But once you demand that I bow to you, and now I'm going to do the thing you don't want me to do. Now I'm going to stand up against it. Now I'm going to show you that that doesn't work. So that's my instinct. I think other people, you know, maybe if you explain it to them, they'll be like, oh yeah, maybe it is a bad idea to kneel or to bow to these people who basically are threatening us. So I don't understand the kneelers, but I also don't understand the people who are being kneeled to. That it makes you feel big and good to have white people groveling to you. Okay, then you have the same mindset as the slave owner who feels good that the black people have to grovel to him. You are excited and enticed by this sense of power that you have, by the sense of submission to your will. That's a sick, evil, anti-human spirit that you are not just embodying, but perpetuating and encouraging. I really can't imagine. And just like Max said, you know, it makes you sick to see white people kneel to these black people who are openly saying, like, we want to kill all white people. And again, it's just the same, you know, this show could just be the imagine if it was the other side hour. But, it, you know, that is a very easy way to actually just understand things objectively, is to go, if there are a bunch of black people who were going to KKK rallies where the KKK members were going, your race is evil, you are born of sin, and, you know, the white people are your superiors, you must bow to them, and then the black people are kneeling, wouldn't that kind of sicken you? Wouldn't it kind of sicken you to see black people kneel to the KKK? Well, let's reverse the races. You have Black Lives Matter telling you that your race is evil, your history is racist, your forefathers must be torn down, have their bodies exhumed and burned in retribution, and you're kneeling to them. It's sickening. Should make everybody sick. The liberals, and so their brains have been so destroyed by the chemicals and the propaganda, they just do what they're told, like dogs or robots.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you how amazing Pollen Block is, but you should go to InfoWarsStore.com and read the third-party review sites that we have links to where it's got 5 stars and people love it. Pollen Block is a proprietary formula from France where they just learned by happenstance that quail that eat a certain diet produce eggs and eggshells that are amazing when people eat them for knocking out seasonal discomfort or what folks call allergies. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for a long time. It's very hard to get. Despite that, it's 40% off. We have store-wide free shipping right now for Memorial Day and double Patriot points. So Pollen Block is back in stock. So is DNA Force. So are so many other great products. Store-wide free shipping. And your purchase funds the InfoWars. So that is a true 360 win. Get your Pollen Block today. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know you're going to become a regular customer because everybody else that's gotten it basically has. This stuff really, really works. I share with you, the viewers and listeners, the facts of where InfoWars is. And it's always a complex picture, but I do my best to explain it to you because you are the patrons that make all this possible. So in short, the world's awakening, despite all the censorship, InfoWars has never been more influential and has never had a bigger effect exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. But that said, the COVID lockdowns, the shutdown of supply chains has almost shut us down because most of the best-selling products which you want to buy, like DNA Force Plus and others, have been sold out for up to 7 months. Well, guess what?
DNA Force Plus just came back in, thank God, for 7 months. It's 40% off. It's amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the week leading up through Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. And Alpha Power's back in stock. And Supermel Vitality's back in stock. And Pollen Block and Vasobeats, they're all back in stock, as much as 50% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air, InfoWarriors.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.